snap. This two tight ends release. He wants Davis. Davis is there with the catch. He's going to be first and 10 inside the 15-yard line.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, not Coach Kubiak. It is Broncos tight end, two-time Pro Bowler Vernon Davis. All right, Vernon, we're just going to get this out of the way right away. The drop. Uh-huh. Take me through it. Walk me through it. What happened?
It was just a seam route that was called. My number was called, and as I got with Brock, let the ball go, and you know how it goes.
It happens.
You try to catch the ball before you run.
That's right.
And you can never do that.
You just turn it upfield before the ball got.
I own up to it. It's my fault. It was my mistake, and try not to let it happen again.
Well, you weren't the only one. Several other drops in this game. A lot of mental lapses. Some red zone inefficiency. How confident are you that this team has what it takes to bounce back from a loss like that?
I strongly believe that this team has all it takes to bounce back. We're strong. We're motivated, and we're just ready to go. And these guys. Even before I got here, you look at some of the games that these guys had. Some of them were from behind, and they had to catch up and come back. And that tells you a lot about a team. What they have inside their heart, and what they can do together when they put their minds and their hearts together and play as one.
You've been around this league a long time. It certainly sounds like you're confident this team has what it takes to not only bounce back here in Pittsburgh this week, but also for the long haul. You think that this truly is a championship caliber football team? That's why you're here.
This is definitely a championship team. Starts in practice, like I tell everyone, and from the look at practice, especially since when I first got here, these guys were flying around. They were playing. They were practicing hard and trying not to make mistakes. There was just a lot of leadership, and you can just feel it. And normally when you have got a lot of leadership on teams, those are usually the teams that make it far.
All right, let's lighten it up a little bit. Some off-field questions. You ready? How do you like Denver? You fitting in here?
I love Denver.
Off the field?
It's amazing. I've been here for a little over a month. I've gotten acclimated, and I'm just enjoying the entire scene.
I haven't seen you up on the slopes yet.
That's coming.
Yeah, all right.
Don't tell the coach.
You sign here, you're technically right back into a contract year. What are your expectations? What are your hopes for how this plays out for the latter parts of your career?
You know what? I haven't really had a chance to think about that because once I got here, everything was just moving so fast. I had to learn the plays. I had to develop that bond with the rest of the group. And, I haven't really had time for other things. And then I had my family. I had to move them, get them out here. So it was so much going on. I haven't really given it any thought.
Okay. We'll see how it plays out.
That's a good question.
finally here, Star Wars, yes or no? Make an effort
Star
to
Wars.
Go see it?
Oh, yeah, I love Star Wars. I'm Vernon Skywalker.
You're Vernon Skywalker.
Vernon Skywalker.
There it is. Vernon, thanks for your time, buddy.
You're welcome. No problem. Yeah.
Coach Kubiak is back in just a few minutes, but for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. Broncos wide receiver Cody Latimer has been patiently working, waiting for his time to arrive in the NFL. But Latimer is already making headlines. The special Broncos fan Cody dedicated his first career touchdown to finally got to see him on the field. Cammy Carmen has all the details in this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru.
Carson is a major sports fan. He prefers to watch football over anything else.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
How you doing?
For 8-year-old Carson Klein.
You're so spoiled rotten right now.
Damn.
Hanging out on the sideline, meeting some of the Denver Broncos, is the best day ever.
Pretty much football is my favorite sport.
Carson has cerebral palsy.
This was the first year that he came home from school and said, I have a disability.
He recently spent 6 weeks in the hospital after surgery.
Selective dorsal rhizotomy.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
It's going to change his life.
But for right now, coming to grips with a disability and recovering from major surgery is not an easy journey.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Except when Broncos wide receiver Cody Latimer is around.
He brings a smile to my face. Every time I see him, he's always excited.
And he sees Cody, and it's like everything around him goes away.
Latimer was making a visit to Children's Hospital when he first met Carson.
We kind of expected like a 5-minute visit, and he ended up staying for like 30 minutes and hanging out with Carson, throwing the ball.
He was just so outgoing.
They were talking. And I think Cody said something like, what would you do if you got in the end zone or something like that? Carson did this little thing, and so then Cody did it. So then we took a picture like that.
Latimer, tight left.
Just a few days later, Latimer struck the pose again.
Touchdown, Denver! He threw a strike to Cody Latimer.
After catching his first career touchdown.
And I was, of course, like crying, and he called me right away. Mom, did you see? I'm like, yeah, I saw. That's really cool. Can you put your pose up? Oh, get it.
Latimer keeps in touch.
Just to see that it was like super genuine and just that he checked on us afterwards even was pretty cool. It wasn't just like a quick stop. So that was really neat.
The star football player giving Carson a new tool.
We actually used Cody's visit as motivation and therapy.
It was good to see him, you know, how strong he is and know how hard he's working. And, you know, he's made out of the hospital. So it was a great improvement.
Carson has a lot of work ahead of him.
It does take about 2 years to realize like all of the benefits of the surgery.
Let's go, baby.
But he's got a lot of big names cheering him on. Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Love it, Cammy. Thanks so much. Still ahead on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Nick and Coach sit back down to talk about the matchup with the streaking Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, we'll have the latest on the long list of Broncos injuries. Stay with us.